A long time ago, I was in the Navy. Right after high school, I joined the Navy, and I was in submarines. I served on the USS Will Rogers. The only submarine, in fact, the only Navy ship, I think, ever named after a comedian, but that's a whole other story. Anyway, so our submarine was based in Scotland, and you know, we went out for 3 months at a time, and after a few years, you have to go and do some repairs, so we went into the dry dock. Now, a dry dock is where they take the boat in, and they lift it up completely out of the water. So it's all out, and so we can do work on it, because to get into a submarine, there's just this one little tiny hole. It's like 30 inches around. It's a circle with a ladder, and you can just climb down. Go ahead, going up there. And so you climb down this hole into the submarine. So the only way to get anything into the submarine is through this little tiny hole, which is fine if you're just bringing in a box of apples. But if you want to bring in anything bigger, you have to come a different way. And so what we would do is we would actually cut a hole in the side of the submarine and take whatever we wanted out and put whatever we wanted back in. Now, as you can imagine, a boat, especially a submarine with a big hole in the middle, is not the best boat in the world. I mean, it's already going to sink itself on purpose. But you don't want to make it worse by going with a big hole. And so they would weld the pieces back together and they would take x-rays. But the only way to really test it was to put the boat back in the water and see if the welds held. And we would take the boat all the way down as far as it would go and we would test. You know, we would wait. We'd go down a couple hundred feet and we'd wait. No leaks. We'll go down a couple hundred feet more. And while we were in dry dock, we also worked on those hatches, those little tiny doors. And there are two doors. There's an inner door and an outer door. Inner door, outer door. And it was my job to open the inner door to see if the outer door was working. I've never done anything scarier in my life. Because, you know, because submarines go really deep, you know, like more than 1,000 feet. And the water pressure is pretty high, so even a little tiny hole makes the water come in really fast. And so it occurred to me that the safest place for the submarine to be as a crew member is in the dry dock. But that's not what it's built for. It's not built to be in the dry dock, it's built to be in the water. And that's true for all boats, right? The safest place to be on your boat is at the dock, but a boat isn't very useful if it only stays at the dock. And so for a boat to be useful, we have to kind of go out into the water. And so we have this story today of Jesus and the disciples after his resurrection in the Sea of Tiberias, the Sea of Galilee. And they're in the boat, right? And I think this is the greatest metaphor ever for what the church is all about. And I didn't invent that metaphor, by the way. It's been around for a while. In fact, when we look at a church building, the part where you sit is called the nave. And the nave is the Latin word that means boat. So we're all here sitting in a boat. Unfortunately, you're the rowers. And so we're all in this boat together. As Christian people, as part of the church, we are called to get in our boat and go out into the waters. Right? Now in this story, Jesus calls them and they come to land. And they bring the beach onto the shore where it's safe. And they're with Jesus. And they break bread together. And that's, I think, why we come to church on a Sunday morning, as we come to be together, to feel safe in the presence of Christ. And in our church, anyway, we break bread together, literally. Well, by bread, I mean a little tiny pressed cracker. But we break the bread together and we share a meal, a communion, and we feel empowered and energized, and we feel safe because we're with Christ in that moment. But just like the disciples, the work that we are given to do requires that we have to get back in the boat and go out into the waters. Because like the disciples, we're fishermen. But we're not like going out in my bass boat like on a Sunday afternoon by myself with a rod and reel. We're commercial fishermen. We got to bring in a big haul of fish. We have a lot of work to do. And so we've got to go out in the boat and we've got to cast our nets. And we have to work together because we can't all bring in that big heavy net all by ourselves. And so as the people of God, we're called to go out into the water where it's not safe. We're called to leave the church and go out into the world where it's not safe, but still work together to bring about the kingdom of God. And we come here to be energized and prepared for that work. But the work that we are called to is not this. It's out there in the world. And so once in a while, we've got to go out into the scary seas and throw our nets out into the waters and with Jesus' help, bring in the haul that we are called to do. That the work we are called to do requires that we have to take risks, that we have to go out there in love in a world that is not prepared for our love, but which we must love anyway. We, like the disciples, are fishers of people. We are called to bring them the good news and to build the kingdom of God. Amen.